Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It just, you can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, you can't. You're not conscious. Like, I'm literally, like, fucking, it's my
like
subconscious.
You literally cannot hold it in.
Yeah, no way. If you both are open, like, it's gonna happen.
Shit gonna happen.
It's exciting. It's fun. We love to see it, but... Again.
Don't rush into it.
Yeah, don't rush into it. Yeah.
You're going to thrive.
Yeah, you're going to thrive. You got this. Don't overthink it. Hi, friends. Welcome back to Acting My Age podcast with me, Rohini Lise. Happy fucking Wednesday. It's the sex talk you never had. Part 4, bitches. Hello. Plus, we have my lovely friend, Emma, here. Hi, Emma.
Hi. Part fucking 4.
Part fucking 4. Oh, shit. We have drank one cocktail and a bottle of wine plus some.
I think two bottles.
It's been a minute. We just really need to pregame for this. Like, we were in an interesting mood at the beginning of the day. We started hanging out at, like, what, like 4:40. And it's like 8:18 p.m. right now. And we're finally ready to record the podcast. So... we're fucking ready. Emma's a kinky motherfucker, and it's going to be a good podcast. I'm really excited.
We're fucking ready.
We're fucking ready. So, yeah, it's going to be good. I, as usual, if you guys haven't listened to all of the other sex podcasts, I would definitely recommend you start at the first one, because I kind of cover the basics in that, like how you need to, you know, use protection if you want to protect against STDs, STIs, not get fucking pregnant, the usual. And then also I talk about my favorite vibrators in there. So... those questions get asked a lot. I definitely would recommend you listen to all the other episodes, because they just kind of build on each other. I've had different girlfriends for each episode. Like, I had Catherine on the second one, my friend Kristen on the third one, and then now Emma on the fourth one. And all of them have different perspectives on sex and all have different stories. And I think it's super fun.
Let's fucking go.
Let's fucking go. So it's going to be really good. We have a lot of questions. You guys have lots of sexy stories, sexy questions, and... we're feeling tipsy and we're ready to talk about it. So, yeah, let's get into it. If you like this episode, make sure to subscribe and leave a rating on Apple Podcasts. Yeah, let's fucking go.
Oh.
Okay, so we're getting right into it with your questions. We have lots to go through. We're going to try to get through them all, but... the first question, which I kind of related to on a personal level. Oh, God. I just hit my head on the fucking lamp. Okay. Emma and I are kind of drunk, guys. I'm sorry. We got this. Okay. Hey, Rohini. This may sound stupid and weird to you, but it's been stressing me out lately. When I masturbate, I'm kind of keeping myself quiet because parents are in the house. But I also don't have a great urge to make a sound. My question is, does moaning and sex come all natural? Or will it be weird to me since I've learned to be quiet? It's a pretty back-to-the-basics question, but I really hope you answer. Looking forward to this episode and sending lots of love. I honestly relate to this because I feel like I started masturbating at quite a young age, and I definitely had to be very quiet. And I was very quiet when I first had sex with Sage and the other guy. Like, I was very, very quiet because I just didn't really think about it. But now, oh, honey, it's not the same. So, yeah, I feel like you definitely get more comfortable with it. What's your take?
I think it for sure comes natural. I mean, I masturbate a lot and you try to be quiet, you know, but when you're in the moment and you're with somebody and you don't have to be quiet, yeah. It just
all
fucking comes out.
Yeah. You don't notice that it's happening either. It's like after I'm like, oh my fucking God. Like, that was so loud.
And there's times where you're masturbating when you're home alone. Like, you just let it out. Yeah. I mean.
I feel like Yeah, I feel like it's different when you know you have to be suppressed, but then once you're in the point where you're like, nobody's here, like, I can be as loud as I want, then you just let it rip.
But, so I think her question says, I don't have the great urge to make a sound.
Yeah, which I didn't either at first. Like, Sage would always be like, you're so quiet, because I just thought that's how it was supposed to be.
And there's nothing wrong with being quiet. I mean, do what feels right, but I feel like you'll get to a point, too, where it just, you can't hold it in anymore. Yeah, you can't.
You're not conscious. Like, I'm literally, like, fucking, it's my subconscious, I'm blacked out. Hold it in. Yeah, no way. Yeah, so I definitely think there's a point where you're just letting it loose. Like, there's no question. This is absolutely TMI, but my parents don't listen to this episode anyway. But I could fucking hear my parents having sex sometimes. We lived in this one house where it was super small, and my room was right next to theirs. And I'm like, why can't they just contain that shit? Like, I'm right over here. I'm fucking, like, trying to put in headphones, trying not to listen to them. But sometimes it's just so good, you can't contain it.
Yeah, and it's totally normal to kind of hold it in the beginning, too. Mm-hmm. And, like, it's not, like, a weird thing not to make noises. I mean, you should, like, maybe grunt a little bit when you're with a guy just to tell him that you're into it. Like, grunt. Don't be a dead fish. But, like, when you're alone masturbating, like, if you don't want to make a sound, like, you don't have to.
It's up to you. No one's watching. Like,
there's
watching.
Times where I get myself off and I don't make a fucking pee.
Yeah, same. No, literally, same. Yeah, no. I think it just depends. Like, it really just depends. But don't be worried about it. I guess that's
Yes. Like you said, like you asked, does it come natural? It will come natural 100%.
Absolutely. Yeah. Don't worry. If you're quiet now, it doesn't mean you will be forever. Like, you just have to feel that comfortable feeling where you know you can just let it rip. And that has to happen over lots and lots of times. Like, now that Sage and I have lived in our own house for, like, years, I'm finally like,
no roommates.
Like, letting it rip. But at first, it definitely wasn't like that. So, yeah, it'll come naturally. This one was, like, a good just general basis question. Yellow. She says, Yellow, newest YouTube Insta podcast follower here. I love my partner to bits and pieces, obviously, but I have some questions only a gal can answer. Is anal actually a thing that people do enjoy and men want? I've never done it. I'm a 22-year-old female, but seems to be person to person. IDK, though, I don't see the love for it. Maybe when we're old and have run out of positions to try, lol. Number two, how many times a week is, quote, normal to have sex? Some people do it every day, some once a week. I know it varies from couple to couple, but I would love to know what other people think about this. Number three, how to come into your own sexually while in a relationship. Number four, nothing, just keep being you. That's all. No need to use my name. Okay, anyway, number one, is anal actually a thing that people do and enjoy and slash men want? Emma and I were talking about this because I'm like, have you done anal? Like, I need to know what's going on before we film or do this podcast. Yeah, anal is absolutely a thing.
It is a thing people do and men want.
Yeah, for sure. I wouldn't say, though, that it's like,
it's not as common as you would think.
Yeah, like, I feel like the stigma of anal is, like, all the guys are like, oh, yeah, I want fucking anal. Like, I just want to put in your ass. Like, guys want it so, so bad. But I feel like, I mean, that's not the case
for
me.
I mean, I haven't really experienced men being like, let me put in your ass. Yeah. Like, it's something that comes more naturally as a couple. And, like, you said, too, like,
when maybe we're old when and run out of positions.
Like, I always, like, for my whole life, I was like, anal is something that I'm going to do once I'm, like, old and married. And, you know, like, I felt the same thing. Like, once we run out of positions. But when you're in a relationship or you're with someone that you really love and you want to try super new things, it's, like, an adventurous kind of
thing. It just is hot. It's kinky. I don't know. I don't know, man. It's honestly just kinky for me. Like, I love it. I love the butt stuff. I do. But, yeah, I definitely.
She says, I don't see the love for it. So, Rahini, maybe explain that. Why do you love it?
Well, I didn't love it at first because my first experience was in doggy style, which fucking hurts. Your first time, for sure, if you don't, like, lead up to it, don't introduce it well. Doggy style fucking hurts for me anyway. So the only time I've ever, like, loved it is when I was on top and I was fucking drunk and I was horny as hell and things were already going. There was a lot of lubrications, a lot of natural lubrications going on, and I was horny and I just fucking stuck it in, like, and it was great. So I guess my recommendation is if you're feeling it, you're like, ooh, I'm horny, whatever, I'm on top, you guys are tipsy or whatever it might be, like, I can almost guarantee there's no way that he's not going to be into it. So if you're feeling it, might as well try it out. Like, literally, yeah. One time I literally just stuck in my ass and she's like, am I in your ass? I'm like, yeah, dude. Like, there's,
I feel like that's a big thing, too. It's like, you have to kind of be a little bit drunk.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
At least in my experience, too. Yeah. It's like, you got to be a little bit drunk so you're relaxed.
Yeah.
I've never been on top doing it, so that's, you know, something I need to try.
Yeah.
But when I did it, it was like, not doggy, you lay flat on your stomach so that your body is relaxed. Your butthole is relaxed.
Your butthole. Yeah.
It slips in a little easier, but like you said, you have to kind of work up to it.
Yeah.
So it's like maybe having sex, little finger in the butthole, little rooster tail.
Tell your, okay. I didn't know that's what it was called, rooster tail. Emma was explaining this earlier.
And I don't know if that's actually what it's called, but it's like the little anal beads where it's small and then it gets bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Kind of like a little tail.
So rooster tail.
Slip it in the little one and then
you gotta lead up to
it. The bigger one and you keep going. And then your butthole's used to it.
Your butthole's ready.
You gotta make sure it's lubed up.
Yeah.
You don't want to do anything dry.
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. But yeah, I think you can definitely develop a love for it. Like, I'm super down.
Yeah, it's a new feeling. It's fun. It's adventurous.
And for them, it's like, whoa. It's like super exciting.
And if you work up to it, it doesn't hurt. Like, I know if you, like, a guy's, like, banging you really hard and then they accidentally slip it into your butthole, you're not expecting it. That freaking hurts. Like, a lot of girls have experienced that and then that kind of turns them off.
Yeah.
And it's like, that hurt really bad, or I'm like, I'm scared I'm gonna poop, like whatever it may be, like it turns some people off.
Yeah.
But if you're like working into it and it's
when
like
when they occasionally slip the little finger in your butt, you're like, ooh.
Yeah, and you kind of like work up to it.
Yeah.
And then your body's relaxed and you're like ready for the whole thing.
Yeah. And it's great. Honestly, 10 out of 10 would recommend you being on top, because also you can control it too,
or lay flat.
I haven't been on top but definitely there's some perks. I would say, though, I still obviously enjoy, like, regular sex more frequently. Anal's only for special occasions for me, but it's still fun. I still enjoy.
Okay.
It's just kinky.
We're still on question one.
Okay, yeah. So, okay, enough of that. Number two, how many times a week is normal to be having sex? Some people do it every day, some once a week. I know it varies from couple to couple, but I'd love to know what other people think about that. I think normal is stupid. Like, there's no normal.
There's no normal. And it changes throughout your relationship.
Changes like, throughout your stress levels, your work levels, how much you're sleeping, like, everything. Yeah, how much you're working out.
It fluctuates a lot. Like, working out,
absolutely.
I also think, is a big one.
Oh, for sure.
A big one. If you're, like, feeling like you don't have a sex drive, start working out.
Yeah.
It will fucking escalate.
Literally, this week, like, Sage and I both hadn't been to the gym in, like, months. And then this week, we both, like, went back. And I'm like, I want to fuck you. Like, I'm, like, so worried.
I mean,
it's ridiculous.
Quarantine has been a thing, too. Because, like, I haven't been able to go to the gym during quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a good person, like, working out at home.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's been working out at home. And I could tell the difference. It's like he was way more of a sex drive, and then like once I start working out again, I'm like, oh yeah, this is
let's
I remember
go.
Like
yeah.
let's go literally.
I
remember what it's like to want to have sex.
Like you're like get home from the gym, shower, you're like, all right, let's go
this fucking morning.
Yeah So I think there's no normal. I think it really fluctuates. Every person like goes through their own emotional shit, their stress levels, their sleep levels, their hormones, like that's a real thing. So I think having a normal quote to it is like gonna set some like unrealistic expectations or whatever, because it definitely depends. I don't know.
I think a big thing is like sex is like a very, it's like a physical activity, but it's actually a super mental one too.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's like the act itself is physical, but there's such a mental aspect to sex, and so that can fluctuate so much on like your stress levels, like your endorphins, whatever you're doing in your daily life is gonna affect like how you feel physically. So it all depends. There's no normal.
It all depends. Yeah.
Whatever you're doing is normal. So just keep it up.
Yeah. I just would say like after a while, like if it's been like weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and you guys are like having like problems, or you're not communicating, or you're not feeling like you can be open and honest about like where you're at sexually, like if your sex drive is low and you feel like you can't talk to your partner about it, like that's something definitely to consider, because I feel like after a while, if sex isn't happening, there's definitely something going on. Like after like months, whatever it is. Or if you're just not open to talking about it, I feel like that's definitely something to address. Because sex, like, at least for me, I feel like it brings us back to that good space, like where we can just be chilling, like we're cuddling, we're good, connected. Yeah. If we had a really stressful week, if we had some like really bomb sex on the weekend, we're like, okay, we're good. So Agree. I think there's 100%. No normal, but I mean, I don't know. I don't even know how much we would have sex. It literally depends on, like, how horny I am. Like, honestly. I mean,
it's your whole mental game, too. Like, where are you at mentally? Where are you at physically? Like, working out and stuff. Like, it contributes. There's a lot of contributing factors to normal.
So, just for an example, I hadn't been to the gym in, like, 2 months. And then this week, I've been going to the gym almost every day. So I went to the gym the last 3 days and I fucking initiated sex the last 3 days. So we've had sex the last 3 days. Ooh. But before that, no. Like, it just depends. So really, it doesn't, Whatever works for you guys, as long as you're being, like, open about it. Okay, number 3, how to come into your own sexually while in a relationship. That's a super big thing. I definitely feel like I've come into my own after a while. Yeah, I don't know. Just confidence.
Yeah, I mean, you could try things out by yourself even when in a relationship. Like, make sure that you're taking time for yourself and not just with your partner. Like, explore your body, explore your pleasure. Like, do things alone and not just with your partner if you want to, like, start feeling confident and, like, knowing who you are sexually. Like, it's great to explore that with a partner, but make sure you're giving yourself your own time, too. Mm-hmm. Love yourself.
Love yourself. Love your clit. But really, though.
Treat her how she should be treated.
Treat her how she should be treated.
Tweeted.
Tweeted. Tweet to us how she should be tweeted. Tweet the quit how you want to be tweeted. But yeah. Yeah, actually, though, I feel like the only way.
And you might know because you've been in a relationship for a long time. Like, you've been with Sage for a long time and, like, kind of found yourself. Like, what are maybe some of your things that you've, like.
How to come into your own. I honestly think, like, just feeling hot and confident in yourself separate from the relationship. Like, I'm, like, looking in the mirror and, like, looking at myself naked. I'm like, oh, fucking hot. Like,
I'd fuck me.
Yeah, I'd fuck me. Like, having your vibrator, having your toys or whatever you need to, like, get yourself off and just know, like, I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it. I honestly connect it to the gym, too. Like, whenever I work out and I'm feeling really good, I'm like, I'm fucking sexy. Like, I'm looking in the mirror. I'm like, damn, girl. And it just, I don't know. I don't really know how to describe it, but.
It's that level of confidence and, like, wanting to.
Feeling secure in your body and just knowing, like, what you're offering your partner is fucking good.
Oh, yeah. That's hot, too.
Yeah, that's hot. You're like, damn, they're going to get this? Like, that's hot. Yeah, for sure. I really do think being with a partner and being confident, like, starts with yourself, feeling confident with yourself. Yeah. If you're not feeling confident to even masturbate or, like, explore your own sexuality without a partner, like, it's going to be a different experience with a partner.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Start with yourself.
Start with yourself.
Start with number one.
Yeah. Do you feel like that, though? Did you do that? Because you got, we were talking a lot before and she's, like, had a lot of, she loves the toys. She loves all that. Like,
well, I mean, like, I feel like when I was first, like, being sexually active or whatever, I was pretty young, and most of the, like, first sexual things I did was with my partner, but through that, I, like, gained this confidence of being, like, I'm comfortable, like, with what we're doing and, like, trying new things, but then once that relationship ended, I kind of gained a new self-confidence where I could just do it on my own, so, I mean, like, I feel like you have to do both. You have to feel confident with yourself and you have to feel confident in a relationship. And it doesn't matter which comes first or if they're in parallel. I mean, like, you could be pleasuring yourself alone even when you have a partner. Like,
There's no rules to this. Yeah. There's, like, no just rules.
Figure out both. Do both.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it will make both even better.
Yeah, for sure. Owning your own shit and knowing what you like makes sex with anybody so much better. So I guess we covered that. That's a long one, but I feel like
there was a lot of questions.
There's a lot of questions, yeah. Okay, here's a good one. Hey, Rohini and Emma. Okay, so I have a couple questions. You can choose just one if you want. First things first, discharge? Hygiene? Any tips you can give, please help your girl out. Second, I was wondering what you girls think about butt stuff. Hee hee. And third, how do you, like, actually know you had an orgasm? I love these so much.
Okay, we'll start with one.
Discharge, hygiene. Any tips you can give. Everyone has discharge. Yeah, let's just start with that.
That's your body's way of cleaning itself out. Like, don't feel weird if you, like, go pee and you pull down your underwear and there's, like,
that just white happens.
Stuff or whatever. Like, you're
it's normal.
Cleaning yourself out.
Yeah. Part of being a woman.
that doesn't mean that you're not hygienic. Like, yeah. you're good. Like, as long as you're not, like, smelling some gross yeah, stuff
like
down
itchy,
there.
Yeah, like, itchy, like, weird colors. Like, then, yeah, maybe you got to get that stuff checked out. Go to your doctor, gyno, whatever.
Like, hey, this is what I've been seeing. I don't
but
know.
But still, don't be embarrassed because that happens. Like, if you wear yoga pants too often, that can fucking happen. So, yeah. like, don't be embarrassed.
Jeans that are too tight. Yeah. I mean, like, shit happens.
Yeah, for sure.
But discharge 100% normal, for natural. Sure. Don't feel weird.
Yeah, it depends on your cycle, where you're at your cycle. Sometimes your discharge is, like, much more, like, sticky, egg white. Mucousy, like, yeah, mucousy whatever. Sometimes. It's like, you can look that up if you get certain apps. Like, I have, like, Flow. I think it's called Flow, and it talks about, like, where your discharge is at. It's super normal, so don't be freaked out.
It's your body cleaning itself.
I definitely remember in middle school, high school, I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I was way more concerned about that. But it's super, super normal. So as long as, like, things don't itch, things don't hurt, things don't smell, like, you're Gucci.
And then hygiene, though, like, don't
use super
harsh soaps.
Rubbing
up a bunch of, like, soap in
your
vagina.
Yeah, no,
like,
no.
Don't.
As natural and, like, less soap as you can manage, do that, because your pH has got to stay pretty neutral.
For sure. And, like, if you're worried about that, you could go, like, even in, like, a Target, they have, like, pH
balanced. Honeypot is the soap I use whenever I feel like, even if I wore yoga pants too long or something, Honey Pot has, like, pH balance washes that are super natural, super
specific
good.
Specific for right down there.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like on your daily shower, like, at least I don't rub my body wash in my
vaginal area. Yeah, me neither. Me neither.
Area.
Yeah, no
like,
way.
You just, like, rinse that off. You let it be.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're, like, concerned about, like, wanting to scrub up there or, like, feel like you need some extra cleaning, make sure you go and get, like, a pH balanced wash.
Yeah. Yeah. Because your body can regulate itself theoretically in that area. So, yeah. Second, I was wondering what you girls think about butt stuff. Hee hee.
Well, we might have covered
this. Yeah. Might have covered that. Would recommend if you're into it. And honestly, I think that's one of my like main kinks.
It's adventurous.
Thinking
it's
about it. Yeah. It's kinky.
It's fun.
Yeah. Why not? If you're into it and.
And you've had a couple drinks.
Yeah, exactly. I really feel like the drinks have something to do with it. So if you're underage or you don't drink, I don't know really what to say. But
just wait.
Just wait, yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel like pretty much all guys would be into it. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't had that much experience, but I feel like most guys would be into it.
I don't think they would not
it's
be
like
into
the,
it.
It's like the, like, rare hidden, like, needle in a haystack. It's like the rare gem. They're like, oh, she wants to do
this
anal.
Girl does anal.
Fuck, it's so hot. So... Or if you're, like, with a girl and they want to use a dildo, like, butt stuff is just hot. It's just hot.
But
I don't know.
Do it if you feel comfortable with it. If it, like, freaks you out and you don't know, just put it off for
now.
Yeah,
like,
put it off. Like, in the beginning, I was always like, oh, that's something I'm going to do in marriage. Like, I have to save something for marriage.
Yeah,
right? Like,
might as well save anal shit.
But, yeah, that didn't happen, so.
I don't know, man. If you get that little finger sneaking up to the butt, it's like, ooh.
But it has to be the right moment, too.
Yeah,
like, you
yeah.
make sure it's lubricated. Like, there's times where it, like, it might slip in there. Like, even a finger
like,
slipping
nope.
in, and you're like, oh, butthole clenches, and you're like, get out
yeah,
of here.
Evacuate. I swear it's connected to alcohol for me every single time, so I don't know what
but
to
I
say.
But I also think it's connected to your mental, like, how relaxed are you? Like, if you're not relaxed, or you're kind of, like, moving around a lot, and it slips in, your body's like, whoop. Nope,
yeah.
not ready for
nope.
that. Like,
whoop.
Get out.
Yeah.
And then there's times where you're like in a super sexual moment.
Yeah.
And you're like
super open,
it,
loosey,
and
goosey.
You're like loose. And you're like, yeah, babe. And then he puts it in. And you're like, ooh, that feels good. It slipped right in. There's no hesitation.
Yeah. So really, it depends on the person, but I feel like
that's
if you're
think.
In a long term relationship or just longer relationship, it just is going to happen. If you both are open, like, it's going to happen.
Shit will happen.
It's exciting. It's fun. We love to see it. But, again.
But don't rush into it.
Yeah, don't rush into it. There's no, you
There's
know.
There's literally no
the
rush.
The vagina is just good.
A-okay.
Yeah, A-okay. they don't need the butt. Okay. Third, how do you, like, actually know you had an orgasm? Oh, girlfriend.
You will know.
You will know. I know that's annoying advice to hear, but you really will.
If your body is shaking.
Your body is absolutely shaking. You probably black out for a second. You don't really know where you were.
It's super sensitive, almost like, don't touch it anymore once you've orgasmed. Like, it's...
your whole body's going to shake. Like, your legs, you can't control your movements. Like, it's, like, out of your control.
You can't control your voice. Like, whatever sounds come out of you is, like, a demon almost. Like,
you're not possessed,
not
for a second.
Way, but, like, a sexy way.
Yeah. Not a possessed demon, a sexy demon. How do you know you actually had an orgasm? I mean, I feel like you got to start with masturbating to figure that out, because you will definitely know.
100%.
Yeah. Your legs start freaking out. They're wiling. Your
toes might curl.
Your toes, yeah. You can't control it. You can't control your movements. You can't control anything. You basically black out. Like, your subconscious just goes out the window. Yeah. You'll know.
Yeah.
Don't force it. Holy fuck.
If you try to force it, then you're too much, like, mentally in the game. Like, and that's the big thing about orgasms. It's like, you need to let go. You need your body to be first and not your mind. So it's like, if you're in your mind thinking about it, like, did I have an orgasm just now? Like, no, you didn't.
Yeah, exactly. Literally 2 nights ago, I was so caught up thinking about all these things. Like, my mind was just going crazy. And I was like, I don't think I'll be able to go to sleep until I, like, have an orgasm. So we had sex, had the best fucking orgasm ever. I was, like, screaming. And I was like, good night.
And then you just fall asleep.
You just fall asleep.
Yeah, it's like you can't even open your eyes after.
Yeah, no way. It's just, I don't know how to explain it, but I definitely would recommend, like, learning how to pleasure yourself first, whatever 100%. That may be for you, learning how to do it with your fingers, a vibrator, whatever it might be. Like, you'll know when you have an orgasm, which I think is really, really valuable, because then you won't want to fuck around when it comes to a partner. Like, there will be no ifs, ands, or buts. Like, did this guy or girl make me come? Like, no. Then, like, let's get there, bitch. Like, there's no time to fuck around.
I'll do it myself,
or I'll teach you, or I'll tell you trips, like, tips.
Trips.
Trips. Trips and ticks. Trips and ticks.
No tips. And tricks.
We don't want any tips.
No more ticks around here.
No more fucking ticks. So, yeah, definitely you will know. Next question. First blowjob. Give me all the advice. I love you.
Okay.
I feel like Emma has more advice.
Well, just don't. Okay. First blowjob. Don't just try to deep throat.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's the, like, idea around blowjobs. It's like you stick the whole dick all the way down your throat. Like, no, that's not what a blowjob is. Like, you're going to end up throwing up on a stick.
Absolutely.
Like, you're not going to enjoy it. He might not enjoy it. I mean, he maybe will, depending on how old he is. But, like, just make sure it's really, really wet. Whether you're using lube, you're spitting on it.
Spit is everything, dude.
Like, make sure it's so wet. And if you're going down there and it's dry, like, if you don't have a lot of spit in your mouth, feel free to, like, take a little sip of water. Keep that water in your mouth and then go on his dick. So just get some sort of lubrication. Like, it feels better for him. It feels better for you. Make sure it's wet. Don't try to deep throat. Like, focus on the tip. Use your hands.
Use your hands.
Touch the balls. Like, go for the little area between his butthole and his balls. Yep. Like,
what's that even called? Like, the taint or something?
The taint. Yeah, their G-spot. Just put a little pressure there when you're, like, sucking on his tip and you're, like, using your other hand to, like, go up and down and... That might be a little advanced for a first blowjob, but if you could pull that off,
if you pull that off, girlfriend, ooh, never gonna forget you. Yeah. Never.
He ain't never gonna forget you.
He ain't never gonna forget you. Yeah. Yeah. Don't need a deep throat. Your hand can do a lot.
Takeaways are, make sure it's really wet. Lubricate.
Really wet.
Spit, lube,
if when in
water.
Doubt, spit on the dick.
Yeah. Whatever you could do, make sure it is wet.
Mm-hmm. That's everything.
Focus on the tip. Don't try to deep throw. I mean, you could go down a little bit. Use your hands.
Use your hands.
Maybe
grab the balls.
Maybe fondle your balls, the balls
for sure.
A little bit with the
every
other
time,
hand.
Every time. Every time. That'll get a reaction.
A little pressure on the taint. First blowjob, you don't need to slip your finger up his butthole.
No,
but
no.
Like...
You could. Shit. If you really want to,
like,
rock his world.
Keep that in mind for further down the road.
Yeah.
Use your hands.
Use your hands. Use your hands. That's the biggest takeaway.
You could hum on his
Spit.
Dick.
Spit and hands. That's the two biggest things. Also, like, sucking, like, hard, like I don't even know how to describe it. Like, pop. So if you, like creating some suction, you know? Yes. So if you, like, get up off the dick,
well,
they'll
like
be
you
like
want, you want different pressures. You want to, like,
oh, like, sometimes what I like to do, too, is, like, where you're almost not even sucking and it's, like, just your lips around the dick. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a tease. Ooh, it's, like, yeah. Like, he wants more, but you're not going to give it. Mm-hmm. That's pretty hot, too.
Driving crazy. Yeah. Yeah. So spit, hands, use your hands.
Don't try to deep throat.
Don't try to deep throat. And balls. Yeah. Fondle the balls. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. 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 Really, it's up to you, but as long as you're doing your thing, like, no matter what you're doing, if you're feeling confident or acting confident, he's gonna be down.
Slurp that dick.
Slurp that dick. Okay, here's a good one. Hi, Heen. I'm 18 and want to buy a vibrator. I make my own money. Only problem is that my card is still connected to my mom's and I live at home. I could buy a crappy one from Target with cash, but I really want to try the mod one. You recommend it. It can only be ordered online, but I'm not sure how I could do that without it showing up on my card. My mom is very open and sex positive, but I just want to avoid the awkwardness. Any tips? Much love. Okay, first,
does Target sell vibrators? I did not know that.
I think they do. What? I think they do, which no, love that for Target. No way. No. I think online, I feel like those stores online sell a lot of shit. But what I was going to say is I'm pretty sure Urban Outfitters carries the mod vibrators now. So you could just order it through Urban and it would only show up on your credit card as Urban Outfitters. So you would have no, your mom would have no idea. You just have to pick up your package. But yeah, absolutely worth it. Girlfriend, that vibrator is the fucking shit. And they just followed me on Instagram. So I hope I can get a discount code soon because... I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I think I made them sell out because after I talked about it in my first episode, they fucking sold out. So it is worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. Yep. But yeah, I think Urban Outfitters has it. And I know Mod just restocked. So, I mean, it's not like your mom's going to research, like, what's Mod? Like, you can just be like, yeah. I ordered, like, some fucking pots for my plants.
She's not going to research. Yeah. If she does, and you said, like, she's open sex positive, like, just tell her. Be like, well, it's this vibrator that I heard one of my favorite podcasters talking about, and I really wanted to try it. And she'd probably be like, yes, girl, like, love that for you. Yeah. Like,
I don't think it's definitely not anything to be embarrassed of. My mom's. Unfortunately, listen to some of my sex podcasts.
Some great texts.
And she's like, maybe I should. Oh, no, wait. Actually, guys, yes, I need to tell you a fucking story. I need to tell you a fucking story. Okay, so.
My favorite text I ever got from Raheem was a screenshot from her mom, and she needs to tell you guys this because I died.
God damn it. Okay, so we were out of town. I don't even know where we were. We're in Arizona. Yeah. So. Out of town, and I get a text from my mom. Hello, hope you're having a good day. So, Henry followed me into the shower, and he, appears to me he grabbed your vibrator out of the shower, because I keep my fucking mod vibrator in the shower, because that's when I have my alone time. I'm like, hello. So, Henry grabs my vibrator out of the shower, and it's like a little, like, I don't even know, little stick thing, I don't even know how to describe it. Yeah, it has one button. Henry grabs it, and my mom grabs it out of his mouth. She knows what it is, because she knows about me. I'm crazy. And she grabs it out of Henry's mouth, and then clicks the on button on, so it's, like, vibrating, and she's like, ah! So she's trying to turn it off, and she's clicking it off, but when you click it, it just makes it go faster. Like, the speed just goes like,
I keep harder. Clicking she's it, like, ah! And it goes faster or slower, but it does not turn off.
So she's texting me, she's like, hello, sorry, your vibrator is going on and I can't get it to turn off. Whenever I click it, it just goes like harder. And I'm like, oh my God. And I didn't see it for like 6 minutes.
The best part is she's like, your dad is in the living room and he's more mechanical than I am, but I'm not gonna ask.
So she didn't want to talk to my dad about it. Thank fucking God. I'm glad she didn't. But my dad's in the living room. She's just hiding in my shower, like trying to turn this thing off, and Henry's jumping around. I was like, oh my God. I saw it after 5 minutes. I'm like, just hold the button down, it'll turn off. And then she's like, oh, okay, I got it, thanks, sorry. She was so embarrassed.
She also says, like, I can't turn it off, it just keeps going harder or faster. Like, do I need to listen to one of your sex episodes? I guess I need to get out more.
She's like, I think I need to get out more. God, dude, that's so funny.
Love it. So if your mom's sex positive, just like own it. Just like be open with her. It's fun. You'll get these fun experiences. You get to laugh about it later. Like, your mom doesn't give a fuck.
No, my mom doesn't give a fuck. She wants to get off, too. Everyone wants to get off. It's not a lie. Like, it's not a secret in society. Everyone wants to get off. Sage and Sawyer, my husband and his brother.
That's a weird transition.
I know. So, they were moving their mom's stuff Sawyer's like, what, like 10 years old? They're moving their mom's stuff and they opened a box and it fucking opened and it was full of her sex toys. And I think he was like, what, 15? He was like 11 or
my
something.
My best friend growing up, her mom sold like pleasure parties or whatever. So she would have pleasure parties where she would bring over like a suitcase full of dildos.
What?
So we used to go through the catalog and like look at like the triple tickle dolphin. Like all these fun
triple
dildos.
Triple tickle dolphin? I'm fucking dead. Oh my God. Okay, here's a good one. Hi, Rohini. Just want to say I love you and the content. You're by far my favorite content creator. Thank you. For the upcoming podcast, my question is how to get more comfortable with talking dirty in the bedroom. Whenever my boyfriend says something during sex, I want to respond. I get too in my head about it. I think too long about what I want to say, or should say. Then when I finally try to say it out loud, it's like the words get caught in my throat and then the moment has passed. So I end up saying nothing. Any tips? Thanks in advance.
Shit. I feel like overthinking dirty talk is just the killer of dirty talk.
Yeah, the death of dirty talk. Like, you just be in the moment and, like, don't try to overthink and be, like, too sexy. It's, like, whatever you're feeling or thinking in that moment, just say it. And, like, if he says something to you, too, like, maybe you don't have to respond. Like, let that be his dirty talk. And then, like, whenever you're feeling something, you say it. And that's your dirty talk.
There's
like,
no
you don't have
way.
To constantly be talking back and forth.
Like, some couples, I feel like, do that, but not every couple. No. And I don't think... Whatever you say, he's not going to be judging you. Like, he's too fucking, he's getting off. Like, he's having the best time of his life, or she. They're having a great time. Like, they're not concerned about what you're saying. Like, it's, anything you say is going to turn them on more.
And
like,
don't
guaranteed.
Let that ruin, like, your experience in bed either. Like, if they're talking dirty to you, like, I doubt he's, like, expecting you to say something back. And if he is, like... Just have a couple, like, go-to things that you say. Like, your
that feels
dick
so
feels
fucking
so
good.
Big right now.
Yeah.
Like,
you're so fucking big.
You're so deep. Like, whatever. Like, have your go-tos that you could say, but, like, don't feel like you need to say that. Like, let him talk dirty, and then when you're feeling things
whatever
that
feels
you're,
authentic
like,
to you.
Yeah, when you're like, oh, my God, I feel so good. Like, say what you're saying and thinking, and, like, don't let, like, dirty talk be, like, the death of how you're feeling or, like, thinking in that moment.
Yeah, I feel like people really hype it up, and some people, that's a big form of foreplay, like, dirty talk, but other people not. Like, don't stress about it. I think the basis of all these questions is, like, whatever feels comfortable for you is what's right. There's no, like, rules about this. There's no textbook. Like, just do whatever feels good for you.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, 100%. So, whatever feels good. You feel so fucking good is my go-to. So, if you want to use that, then, like, you can never go wrong with that. You can never go wrong. You can never go wrong. Okay. Okay. Hi, Heen. I'm hoping I'm not too late as I literally am sitting here thinking to myself about having sex, LMAO.
Yes.
I'm in my first relationship and still a virgin. He's not. And I'm getting to the point where I feel comfortable and confident enough to do so. But I literally don't know how to have sex. Like, oh my God, do I just fucking lay there and let him take over the show? What do I do with my hands or eyes or body? Haha, holy shit. I just need advice because I'm literally the most awkward human being. Like, I'd probably say things afterwards. Anyway, love you and your podcast and hope that made sense. Hee hee.
First of all, I tell my boyfriend thanks after we have sex.
Literally, when I have the best orgasm, like, thank you so much.
Like, thanks
God
for the
bless
sex.
America. Yes. Thank you. God damn it. Love
so,
that
yes,
penis.
You should say thank you after sex. And if
it's
you're not,
good.
You should say thank you after
or
sex.
Or they should say thank you. Someone should say thank you. Like, shit.
Yeah. So, yes, do that. But, like, what do you do with yourself? I think you're overthinking it a little bit because, like, we've been saying, like, everything kind of comes natural. And if you are in your head about it, like, just think, like, okay, use your hands. So, like, okay, maybe grab his arms, like, grab his biceps.
Just
and,
let
like,
him know you're into
them.
It.
Like, look him
doesn't
in
have
the
to be
eyes
complicated.
Or, like, kiss his neck or, like,
grab his hair, grab his anything.
Whatever. Like, just don't lay there with your palms up. I mean, like, use your hands to touch him. Like, you want to enjoy it too. So, like, you want to soak in his body. Like, touch him. Like, feel him. Smell him. Whisper
whatever,
in his ear.
Yeah.
Kiss him. Bite him. Scratch him. Whatever.
Anything to let him know you're
natural.
Into it. Yeah. Or
and,
her.
Yeah. Him or her. Whatever feels natural. Like, just, you know, I think you're overthinking it because when you're in the moment, it's so, like, you should be so caught up in it that, like, it just, you just do. You don't think.
Yeah. Yeah.
And even if you are thinking, like, just be, just try to be there. And if you're like overthinking it too much, just be like, okay, well, like, grab his hair, grab his neck, like, whatever.
Yeah. If you are overthinking it, worst case, just grab him anywhere. Yeah. Literally just grab him anywhere.
Touch him.
Touch him. Grab his hair. Grab his back. Claw his back. Like, anything.
Yeah.
Kiss him.
Yeah.
Like,
pull his head closer and just make out with him. Like, her.
Yeah. Anything to let them know that you're in the moment. Mm-hmm. Even if your head's, like, all over the place, let them know you're trying to be there. You're in the moment. That's all they really need. It's just, like, confirmation. Like, think about if you were in their shoes. Like, if you're really going for it and this person just like, seems like they're in another world, that's not what you want. Like, you feel like you're having an intimate moment and the other person is somewhere else. Like, that's not what you want. So just try to be, like, in the moment. And I guarantee if you just try to go for it, like, relax into it, it's going to be fine. Yeah. Like, it's mostly in your head before these things happen.
Yeah, if you're on top, like, you want him to grab your boobs, grab your thighs, like, grab your stomach, grab your hips, like, pull your hair, whatever. Anything. Like, that's what you would want if you're on top. So just be like, okay, like, when I'm on bottom, I need to just show him that I'm there. Like, give him a little squeeze, give him a little scratch, a bite.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah, exactly. I'm here. Exactly. That's a good... but honestly, don't overthink it.
No.
It gets better with time.
And I feel like before the act, like, it's such a buildup. Like, okay, well, what do I do here? What do I do here? Like, you're thinking about it so much beforehand. Mm-hmm. And I guarantee when you're into it, like, it's not going to be crossing your mind. You're going to be so enwrapped into it. Like, you're going to just be, like, there in the moment with your guy or with your girl or with whoever. And you're just going to...
Yeah.
You're going to thrive.
Yeah, you're going to thrive. You got this. Don't overthink it. Hi, Heen. These are my favorite episodes of the podcast, so I'm so glad you're doing another one. Every week, I think of something to write in, but I never get around to doing it. When I saw you're doing another sex talk, I told myself I had to write a submission, so here we are. Basically, I don't really enjoy it when my boyfriend goes down on me, but I really want to. I have a hard time quieting my mind during sex in general. I worry about how I look, how I sound. I even worry about what I'm thinking about during sex. When my boyfriend is going down on me, it's even harder for me to relax. I end up worrying about how I taste, how I smell, if I miss a spot shaving, etc. I want to say that my boyfriend and I have been together for almost 5 years. Our anniversary is this week, and he is so amazing. He has never made me feel bad about my body, and he tells me all the time how beautiful and sexy he thinks I am. So these insecurities definitely do not stem from him. It's definitely all in my own head. I really want to enjoy this form of sex because I think it's super hot in theory, and it's hot when other people do it, but I just can't seem to get comfortable with it. Part of it, too, is that while he is good at peen and vagine sex, my boyfriend isn't as amazing at the oral sexy time. I feel weird giving him pointers when I don't even really know what I want. All that said, any tips on how to relax and get comfortable while he's going down on you? And number two, what a guy can do while he's down there to make it feel good, and pointers I could give my boyfriend while he's throwing that neck. Would really appreciate it. I love the podcast. I've been following you for a long time now, and I think your personal growth is super inspiring. Hoping to end up in Seattle one day, so I'll definitely stop by your cafe. Oh my gosh, crying. Okay.
First of all, happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, yes.
Love it.
I think this is super, super normal, and I definitely felt super insecure about a guy going down on me for a long time because the guy I fucking lost my virginity to literally said, I'm scared, too scared to go down on you for, like, months. He's like, I'm too scared to go down on you. So that obviously made me a little bit nervous. I'm giving him BJs every other day, and he's like, I'm too scared to go down on you. So I'm like, shit, this vagina is obviously quite scary. So I was, like, so nervous.
I feel like, okay, so the first things you said, too, like, you're scared about or you're worried about, like, how you taste or how you smell. Okay, first of all, when you masturbate and you're, like, going down on yourself,
are you smelling anything?
No.
Yeah.
No, what I mean is taste yourself.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah.
You don't taste bad, I guarantee it.
Yeah, no way.
And, like, if you do smell, like, if you're, like, going pee and you could smell something's going on down there, like,
that's go to something the doctor. You need to address. You
have, like, a bacterial, like, pH imbalance.
Which,
like,
happens a lot, for happens, the record, yeah.
But, like, if you're not normally smelling something down there, like, you don't smell.
Yeah.
And you're gonna taste fine. And of course things change every day based on what you eat. If you have pineapple, if you have asparagus, like, it's gonna taste different. But, like, if you're worried personally about how you taste, like,
taste, like, yourself.
Yeah. Like, it's not a
have
big deal.
You ever made out with a guy after he's gone down on you? It tastes fine.
Yeah.
It's not,
like,
a big deal.
It's really not bad. Like, give yourself, like, rub your clit a little bit, like, go in your vagina, and then lick your fingers. See how
it
is.
If you're really worried about it, honestly, if you're concerned, yeah.
I guarantee you do not taste bad, and he does not think you taste bad. No. Guys want that. Yeah. They like that.
They want a little something, a little flavor to savor.
Oh, they love it. That's what they're going down for.
It's honestly true.
So, like, to try to get out of your head for, like, how you taste, how you smell, like, first of all, if you could smell yourself, you have a pH balance, go to the doctor, get one of those pH, like, body washes we were talking about earlier. Like,
yeah.
Get yourself level. But if you can't, like, smell yourself, like, you're fine.
Yeah. And also, I will say, for those of you that are with a guy, if you have gone down on a guy, sometimes smell a little bit better than others. Yeah. If they get out of the shower, it's like Krispy Kreme, like honey and lavender, whatever. Super clean. But if it's like a long day, that's just how it is. And they're not expecting anything different. Like, it's just life. It's just human nature. It's just whatever, wearing gym shorts or boxers or underwear, or yoga pants, whatever it is. Like, it's fine. And before you do these things, it's so much more built up in your head and it seems so much more stressful and scary. But like,
and that's true too. Like, if you're getting worried about how you're going to taste after a long day, take a shower before.
Yeah. Yeah. Just suggest, hey, let's go take a shower.
You don't have to rub body wash on your vagina.
Yeah, no, just
I recommend you not doing that, but just rinse yourself off, you know, get clean and you'll feel better.
There was.
And also, don't worry about shaving. Yeah. No one gives a fuck about that.
No. And if they do, 100%. Like, some, like, middle school, high school shit, like, no one cares.
No one actually cares.
Yeah.
It's like getting your hair done, like, on the hair on your head, you know? Some people like it short, some like it long, some like it tame, some like it whatever. Yeah. Just, it's a personal preference.
As long as you rock it and you feel confident, that's all that fucking matters.
No guy is gonna fucking care.
Yeah, no guy cares. As long as there's a hole, like, they don't care.
Missed a spot shaving, no one even notices.
No one cares. But I definitely understand. I understand that because I also thought about that before, but now it's like, who fucking cares?
No.
Yeah. So, I understand, but with time, it just...
Okay.
And you guys have been together a long time. Yeah, so
now we're going to actual your questions.
Yeah. Okay.
How to relax, get comfortable while he's going down on you. It's a mental game.
My thing, I've said this in past episodes, but it's like, I fucking deserve this. Like, that's what I tell myself sometimes. If I can't, like, shut my mind up, I'm like, I fucking deserve this. Like, I want to get off. Like, he's going to get off no matter what. If you're with a guy, they're going to get off. If you have sex, they're going to fucking come. So you fucking deserve it. Like, they're going to come no matter what. Like, you deserve this too.
I feel like if you're in your head too, it's like, just fucking tell yourself, like, get out of, like you said, like, you deserve it. Like, get out of your head.
Yeah, get,
like,
out of your head.
Be in the moment. Mm-hmm. And what I like to do too, is like, if you're, like, so caught up and, like, thinking about all these things, it's like, just try to really focus on what he's doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, just focus on his tongue or his suck or whatever he's doing, his fingers, whatever he's doing down there. Like, just try to focus 100% on that. Like, if your mind's all over the place, be like, no, I'm going to focus
on what's going on
right now. Mm-hmm. And just try to put all your mental capacity down there.
Yeah.
Also, make sure it's wet down there.
Yeah.
A big thing. That might be number two. You said what a guy can do while he's down there to make it feel good.
Pointers. Oh.
Make sure it is wet.
Yeah. Biggest difference for me when he's going down on me. Yeah, the tongue, the fingers, whatever. Fingering you while he's...
Oh, that's everything. What will get you.
That's what will get you there. Yes. Like, if he's just, like, fucking around with his tongue, yeah, maybe that's great. Like, but cool. Getting the fingers in there, fingering you while he's eating you out, fucking around with your clit. Mm-hmm. Like, that's everything. The fingers are everything.
Yes. Yeah. And just make sure, I say this when you give him a blowjob, I say this when
everything
you
needs to be wet.
Like, whatever.
Lubricated.
Fucking lubricate yourself.
Buy lube.
So many people feel like, oh, like, I'm young, I don't need lube or whatever. Like, no, everybody needs lube.
Yeah, why not?
So and even if you're just, like, spitting, whatever, spit as whatever. Lube.
Coconut oil. Grab the coconut oil from the fucking kitchen.
Stick it in the microwave for 30 seconds and have it be, like, a hot coconut oil massage. Yes.
Sexy. Oh, the greatest foreplay ever we've had is, like, massages with oil.
And
it ends up on your fucking vagina and it's amazing. So,
and it's like so soft and like, okay, so coconut oil, 100%. Get a little bit, like spoon it out, put it in a little bowl, lube. Microwave it. Don't have it be boiling hot.
No,
like a warm Do a mm-hmm. little back massage, a yeah. little dick massage, ooh. A little vaginal massage, whatever you want to do. Massage it, and it'll feel, and whatever lube, like spit, yeah. water-based lube, everything. Whatever. Like, yeah. whatever you
keyword
do.
Keyword water-based lube, though, because yes. some shit will fuck you up. So make sure you're getting some good lube. Yes. That's not going to fuck yes. you up.
Water-based. We, yeah. we water-based all want those lube. pH balances. Yes, yes, yes. Level, even. Make it wet.
Make it wet.
Good. Wet and wild.
Wet and wild. So, yeah, for your guy, more lube, more wetness, yeah. and fingers.
Yes.
Fingers.
Like, just because his mouth is down there doesn't mean it's wet. Like, you get need the fingers. Wet.
Wet, yeah.
And fingers in the B.
Fingers in the B. Period, point blank. Okay. But honestly, hopefully that helps. Goddamn. Hi, Rohini. First of all, my roommates and I love your podcast, and you literally convinced the three of us to all buy vibrators. I fucking love that. Yes. That's my like, legacy. My legacy.
I was like, dream? I don't
know. My question is, do you use your vibrator with your partner? And if you do, how do you do it? Position-wise, because I've been trying different things, and it's a little difficult. Like a lot of people, I find it hard to come from just sex, so I really want to use a vibrator with my boyfriend so we can have as much fun as he has. Having all along. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I hope that's a quick question that can be, make it into the pod because I've been wondering. Yes, I definitely use my vibrator with SAG.
100%.
100%.
Yes.
When we were in the shower the other day, I'm like, yep, whip that shit
it's
out.
It's the best way.
It's fast because sometimes these guys like to come really fast. And the literally only way that you can come that fast is with a vibrator.
Yeah. And so your question, how do you do it? Like position wise? I mean, you could do it missionary. Like, whatever the guy is doing, like, hold your vibrator to yourself.
Yeah, don't be ashamed because there's 1,000% chance they think it's hot.
Oh, yeah.
1,000%.
1,000,000%.
That's like, I don't like, know about all guys.
Like, you got to be careful because they might come a little too soon.
Yeah, exactly, like, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to speak for all guys, but I think most guys think it's super hot when you pleasure yourself. They're yes. like, oh, fuck. So yeah.
Do what feels good to you. Like, bust that thing out. Like, rub it on your clit wherever you want.
Yeah. You just have to,
I mean, vibrators feel good on guys, too. Like,
yeah. put no, it behind for your sure. balls. Whenever like, it happens, they're coming a lot faster. Yeah,
like, just play with that.
Yeah. I don't know positions. I don't, anything that has access to your clit is the position. Like, yeah.
I really like, so it's like a spooning position. So it's like, they're behind you and you're in front, but then you have your upper leg kind of up and over yeah. them. So your clit and vagina is kind of exposed.
Yeah.
And then you could do whatever you want there, but then you could also like cuddle, like your heads are right next mm-hmm. to each other. You could kiss and cuddle and talk, and then like, but you're fully open in the downstairs area.
I like that one, except the other way, because I feel like, I don't know, it's been, like more recent thing. No, well, sorta. So, like, I don't like him behind me because I feel like that hurts sometimes. I don't know. I feel like he fucking goes up to my belly button. So, I feel like if we're our faces are facing each other, if okay, that makes yeah, sense.
Like, facing.
Yeah, yeah but yeah. the same thing. Like, your knees are open. Yep, like, everything's yep. open, but you're facing each other.
Yep.
So, that's, yeah. Because I feel like if he's behind me, it hurts intimate, sometimes.
And you could, like, kind of just be together in yeah, the moment.
Yeah,
you can
kiss. Yeah, exactly, like you said. There's full access down
yes,
there.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So try that one.
Try that.
Either way, great. Great position.
But don't be ashamed to use the vibrator. Yeah. Like you said, missionary, he's getting off every yeah. time.
Missionary is also fine. Like, whether your legs are, like, on his neck
yeah.
or to the side or wherever or, like, anything.
Yeah. I mean,
even doggy, like, just reach back yeah. and do it.
They're
like,
going to think it's hot.
Like, whatever position you're in, you could probably reach your clit.
Yeah. If you want to. Yes. If you really want to, you
there's
can reach
will,
it.
There's a way.
Yeah, exactly. They're going to think it's hot. I guarantee. Yeah, literally the other day. TBT. Or TBT.
TBT. TBT. Throwback Thursday. It was on Thursday, so yeah.
TMI. TBT and TMI. We were having sex in the shower, and I, like, grabbed my fucking vibrator and made him come in, like, 0.2 seconds because he's like, oh, shit, she's going to make herself come. And that just happened so
and
much
then your
faster.
Your vagina, like, clenches yeah. on the inside.
Yeah,
like,
and
that's
like,
what.
Ah!
Stets always says too, he's like, I could always tell when you're about to come because like your vagina yeah. gets super tight and yeah. then it makes him come even faster.
Yeah, so it's a win-win all around. It's a win fucking win. Okay, yeah. Hi, Heaney. I've finally seen the prompt for questions for Acting My Age and Time, and I've been wanting to participate to my fate podcast for the longest time, so here it goes. You mentioned in passing that you and Sage have been having a shift in your libidos. Me and my partner have been struggling with this, too. Just wanted to know how you personally handle this in your relationship. I find myself getting upset so easily when my partner doesn't want to have sex in the evening when I'm in the mood, which is often LOL, and carry on being short and annoyed with him even the next day. I know, it's terrible of me. His reason is always that he's tired and that he'd rather have sex in the daytime, which is when I'm not in the mood very often. When we do have sex, it's always amazing, ! I just wish it was more often. So yeah, been a bit tense here for a while. Any advice? Love the podcast and look forward to hearing your thoughts every week. Keeping you. Do you have any thoughts?
I feel like we talked about this a little bit. Like, your relationship goes through these kind of, like, phases where there's times where you're, like, more into it and times when you're not. But as in terms for, like, libido, I mean, I think it depends on how long, like, you've been together. I feel like the longer you've been together and, like, when you live together, there's these things that just kind of, like, shift and happen where, like, you just become part of each other's daily lives. So, like, your libido gets, like, lower. And, like,
it's not that surprise.
Yeah, I feel like everyone kind of goes through that in their relationships. And I think a lot of it, too, is, like, I said, like, sex is a physical activity, but it's such a, sex is such a physical activity, but it's, like, mental as well. Yeah, so it's, like, sure. if you get in your mindset of, like, not wanting to have sex at these certain points, but, like, you could easily get in the same mindset of being, like, I want to have sex at these certain points. So, I don't know. It's hard.
There's no one right answer.
It's a phase you go through, and, like, the way to get over it is just, like, try to make the time for each other. And it's like, if he wants to have sex during the day and you want to have sex at night, like, try to come to a compromise. Like, try it. Like, if you really want to have sex and you don't feel like it during the day, like, maybe some days just, like, do it. Like, just do it during the day, even if you don't really feel into it. Because I feel like once you're in it and you're having sex, you're not going to regret it. You're going to be in the moment. And so, like, start just, like, putting forth the effort to, like, do it in the times that he wants to, even if you don't feel 100% there.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's going to see you putting forth
that effort. That'll remind him, too.
Yeah. And then, like, you could start doing it more when you want. And be open and, like, communicate about it, too. Be like, hey, like, I feel like you always want to have sex during the day, and I want to have sex at night. Like, what should we do? Like, we'll have sex tomorrow during the day.
Yeah, just be open. Yeah, honestly, like, that's the best answer to anything.
Like,
just
I want to have sex with you, but, like, you want to have sex during the day. There's so much going on in my mind during these times. Like, but I really want to have sex with you, so let's just fucking do it during the day. Or just surprise him and do it during the day and just, like, put your mind to be, like, I want to do it, because it's such a mental thing. Like, whether you do or you don't, you could control all of that. Like, it's so mental. Sure.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. Like, at some point, you just have to come to a compromise. And also, like, tune into your boyfriend. Like, if this isn't a normal habit for him, I guess, or, like, a normal thing, like, make sure he's okay, honestly. Because I definitely have noticed, like, when Sage is really stressed, he's not working out, he's not taking care of himself in that way. Like, I feel like for girls, I don't know, maybe just this is just me, but, like, we have a whole self-care thing. We're like, okay, we're stressed. We're going to take care of ourselves. We're going to order fucking pizza or ice cream. We're going to
face mask,
like, FaceTime our friends, talk about our feelings, whatever. But, like, guys aren't always necessarily like that. So I feel like I can definitely notice a difference when Sage isn't, like, taking care of himself in a way. Like, he's really stressed about work. He's hasn't been able to go to the gym because he's too busy. And that's when his sex drive goes down. So, like, just having these open conversations, like, hey, are you okay? Like, what's going on? Like, let's fucking talk about it. And also just getting, for me at least, like, when it's been a while that we haven't had sex, that one time that gets you back into it, it's like, oh, shit. So,
like, why haven't we been doing this every single day?
Exactly. You just see that one time that gets you back in, you're like, oh, fuck, okay. So, at least for me, that goes for both of us. Like, if it's been, like, a week or two or a week and a half or whatever, and then we have sex, I'm like, oh, fuck. And then after that, it's like, boom, 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 every day. So,
I think the biggest takeaways are, like, communicate, like, be honest, and compromise. Like,
compromise.
You know, like, a relationship goes both ways. Like, if you're not feeling it sometimes, like, just suck it up and do it. Like, you're in a relationship. Like, you've committed to each other to, like, be there mentally and physically. Like, just be there physically for each other, and it'll come naturally.
Yeah. Yeah. If you can.
Naturally. Yeah.
If you can. Yeah, like, suck it up if you can. But
be open to the conversation. Like, if you really feel like you can't or they can't, like, just be open to talking about it. And why? Because feeling like something's wrong and not talking about it is a lot worse, especially with sex, yeah. I feel like. Like, just be open about it. Like, hey, I'm fucking, like, not feeling it. I'm really sad lately. I'm really stressed, whatever. Talking about it rather than, like, letting the other person think, like, oh, you're not attracted to me or whatever. Yeah. Like, just be open about what's going on.
Communicate, compromise.
Communicate, big compromise.
In relationships.
Yeah.
You just do it.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, this is a good one. Hi, Heaney. I hope this isn't too late. I literally just woke up. LMAO. I have two questions. What's better, sex or masturbation? Because I haven't had my first time yet, and I'm scared sex isn't going to be as good as everyone else makes it out to be. This is a bit TMI, but I'm really scared the person who's going to go down on me is going to think I don't taste nice, and they're going to be disgusted. How do I feel more confident about the taste of my down there area, and are there any foods I could eat to make it taste better? I feel like we talked about this.
Taste yourself.
Pineapple. Avoiding seafood
before. Don't eat asparagus.
Don't eat seafood if you're really worried about it. But sex and masturbation is very different.
Yes. Very.
I don't really know how to describe it, though. It depends, too,
like, what you're masturbating with. Like, if you're using a dildo or a vibrator or whatever, like, it's different than a penis because
it's just different. Well, there's no human being on the other side. Exactly. Like, it's very, like, different. I don't really know. There's no emotional connection with a piece of plastic that vibrates. Like, it feels fucking good, but you're not emotionally connected to this.
You're not, like,
piece of
in
plastic.
A moment with another
you're
human
not grabbing
being.
Their hair and kissing them and, like, saying dirty things and, like, all that.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how to answer that because, like, in, I mean, maybe sex with somebody else isn't good and maybe masturbating is better. It, like, depends on who you're having sex with. Like,
yeah, for sure.
Like, it could also be like, oh my God, I could pleasure myself so well and I know exactly what feels good. And then you end
up
with a guy or whatever who knows nothing. And you're like, holy shit, like, I could do this better myself.
Yeah.
Like,
Which is absolutely true.
Yeah. Like, so it just depends. Like, sex or masturbation, it depends on who you're having sex with. If you're like in love with them or if you're connected with them, it's going to be so much better.
Yeah.
And like, if you're just, like, hooking up with a guy, it's like, fuck, I can masturbate every single night and I know exactly what I want.
Yeah.
Like, this guy, after meeting him at the bar, is not going to know what I want and it's not going to be as good.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it just depends on who you're having sex with and, like, how well you masturbate.
Yeah. It really depends on the emotional connection. But don't, like, write either of them off. Like, masturbation can be amazing. Sex can be amazing. You need, I think you need both.
100%.
So, yeah.
And then, we talked about going down, like, taste yourself.
Don't avoid seafood if you're really worried about it.
And any guy going down on you is, like, not going
really
to be disgusted.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, I feel like we should just talk about some sex stories. Let's talk about some sex stories because Emma and I were pre-gaming for this episode. We're pre-gaming, and I was like, so, tell me about, like, your stories, whatever, because Emma and I grew up together in a way, but I'm a lot younger than her, so I haven't heard about her sexy stories until recently. A lot younger. So, I heard a very interesting story, because one topic that really intrigues me that I'm very curious about is, like, threesomes, orgies, like, anything like that, because I think it's so fucking hot in theory, but then I'm like, I don't want Sage to have sex with anyone else. But, like, I'm into it, but also I'm not into it. So I was asking her about that, and she had a really hot story. So I would love for you to share that if you're down.
So, great story. It was not a threesome or an orgy, but it was, like, kind of close to that, similar, whatever.
It's hot. It's fucking hot.
So I've been with the same guy, like, 5 years now. When we first started dating, or, like, kind of, we weren't really dating. We were hooking up at the time. We were with two of our friends, and we got really drunk. We were, like, out at some bars. We ended up skinny dipping in the lake that night. We're just, like, having a great time. Don't know how it got brought up, but we're like, hey, let's go home. But first, let's stop at the store. We need to pick up some whipped cream, chocolate syrup, and strawberries.
Oh, my God. I want to be a part of this. Like, it sounds like a fucking movie. American Pie.
So we call an Uber. We have the Uber drive us to Fred Meyer. We have him wait outside for us at Fred Meyer. So we go in, we buy our chocolate syrup, we buy some strawberry syrup, we buy some strawberries, we buy some, like, a whipped cream. just PSA, do not put dairy anywhere in your vagina because equals yeast infection. But anyway, so we have the Uber driver wait outside of our Meijer. We go buy our goodies. We get back in the Uber. We go home. So then we're like, just, you know, we're all hanging out. We're all together. And some rope gets brought out. Whoa. So me and the other girl get tied together. We're, you know, rubbing chocolate syrup all over each other's bodies. We're just having a great time.
Hot.
Whipped cream is put everywhere.
By the guys.
Yeah. So we're just, we're having a great time. It never switched the other way. So mm-hmm. at the time, I was getting fucked. And the other girl, the guy was going down on her. And one of the guys goes, hey, so should we switch? And that's kind of where we drew the line.
You're
so
like, we're like, no.
Okay, like, we're good tied up here and, like, being all together.
Viewing each other.
We're not going to switch. Yeah. So we just kept it the way it was. It was all fun and games. Super great. Great time. We still have some chocolate syrup smeared on the wall in our house. And not been washed off just for the meds.
So hot.
But yeah, it was fun. Just be careful with, dairy products in your vagina because it'll lead to a yeast infection. Woo! So I recommend the coconut whipped cream from Trader Joe's because it's dairy free.
We love that. If you want to put that in your cooch, go for it.
Yeah, so that was a great story. That was
honestly hot. Like, I want stories like that, dude. I want some stories.
We call that the chocolate syrup night. So.
The chocolate syrup night. See, that's a legendary night that goes down in history. I need some nights like that, but I need some more married friends. Like, the playing field is not the same. Damn, yeah. Dude, that's hot. Yeah.
Been together 5 years. Everything's going strong. Great, so, you know.
See, that's fine because that's my whole thing. Like, in a lot of the other episodes, people ask about threesomes, foursomes, like, orgies, whatever. And I'm, like, super down, but I just get nervous about, like, Sage, like hooking up with someone else. I'm like, you're not actually
maybe you should level the playing field where it's like you're just with another couple, like all hooking up, but you're not switching partners.
Yeah, see,
like that could be just as exhilarating and fun because I mean it's so different and it kind of puts you at this like vulnerable state where yeah. you're not like typically you're so comfortable with a partner. So if like you maybe just introduce another couple but you're not exchanging partners, like
yeah.
it could be
it's
this
not like,
like
you're stealing my man. Yeah, it's like, it's ooh, like, oh, sexy.
Like, we're like looking each other in the eyes and both getting fucked.
Yeah,
like.
Wow, fun. See, yeah, that's yeah, down for that for sure. So hot tip if you guys want to see that.
No dairy.
No dairy. I really like that story. I think it's super hot. I think we covered everything that a lot of you guys asked a lot of the same questions. Honestly, a lot of it just boils down to self-confidence and feeling good in your sexuality, which you should fucking feel good. You guys are hot as shit. Your vagina's hot as fuck. Anyone would be lucky to hook up with you. Like, seriously.
Just make sure it's wet.
Emma's quote on her way out, just make sure it's fucking wet. And I agree. So
whether it's a guy, whether it's a girl...
Spit on that pussy, whatever you gotta do, let it out.
Make sure it's wet.
Make sure it's wet.
And be confident.
Yeah, seriously, be confident. Because the other person's gonna be turned on.
Yeah.
Super, like, being confident is the hottest turn on. So fake it till you make it if you have to. But, yeah. So that was our sex talk you never had part 4. We're quite tipsy, I would say. And honestly, I hope to have some more crazy sex stories before my next episode. I've been doing them every 7 episodes so far. So 7 episodes from now, who knows what the fuck could happen? It's 2021 by then. Like,
jeez,
shit could be going
we'll be
crazy.
In Mexico.
Yeah, shit could go down in Mexico. You don't really know what's going to happen. So I hope you guys enjoyed. I'm really happy to be doing these episodes. Like, I don't know. I'm down to talk about these things, yeah. And there's not enough people talking about it just openly. Like, Call Her Daddy's obviously a great resource, but...
Pretty aggressive,
yeah. So we're down to just talk about it.
Let us know what you think.
Yeah, for like, sure.
Happy to dial it down, dial it up.
Dial it up. Yeah, yeah, anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed. Thanks for tuning in. And, of course, if you like the podcast, rate it on Apple. All of them are not about sex, but I think that's a big part of life as a human is fucking sex. So let's talk about it.
Thanks, Emma, for coming on. Oh, love you so much. Love you.
Yeah. Seth's in a stager in the living room.
I know. So literally, our fans are in the other room, like, just hanging out. We're going to come out fucking drunk and horny. So, a little more whip cream, a little more rope. We got some in the basement. A little more rope. We got some in the basement.
Oh, basement.
We have some macaroni.
Love you guys.
Bye. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to Acting My Age with me, Rohini Elise. See you next week. Bye.